Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The family of a man fatally shot by a Boston police officer and an FBI agent this week will bury him today in a private ceremony. A surveillance video that captured the shooting of Osama Rahim was shown to his family last night. Following the viewing, at the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office, a brother of Rahim had these five words.
Boston strong, God bless America.
If you didn't catch it, he said, Boston strong, God bless America. That is Imam Ibrahim Rahim. Last night, he came to WBUR studios and spoke to WBUR's Fred Tice.
Ibrahim Rahim did not want to talk about what his family saw on that video in DA Dan Conley's office. He did want to talk about what his family felt.
The family members were clearly grief-stricken by the visuals, and to be expected. I love my brother, and to see that, you know, was difficult to watch. And I think that was the general mood and sentiment of the entire family that viewed it along with me.
It's a big Boston family. Their mother, Rahima, is a nurse. She once worked at Boston University. She's trying to retire now, Ibrahim Rahim says, and she writes children's books.
We're a typical middle-class American family. It just so happens that our religion may be a little different from others, but the Islam that we know and grew up with is not the Islam that is popularized in the media these days. It is a peaceful version of Islam. We're patriotic and we're loyal and we're proud citizens of this country. And we're Bostonians. We're proud of that fact. And that's who Osama was.
Rahim says all the siblings went to college. There were four brothers. Ibrahim, who lives in Oakland, is the eldest. Osama was the youngest. In between, there's Mohammed, a realtor, and Kareem, who lives in Miami, where their father teaches English as a second language. And there's a sister, Shahina. She's the mother of David Wright, arrested at his Everett home Tuesday for allegedly conspiring to destroy his uncle's cell phone. Wright and Osama Rahim had been under surveillance. An FBI affidavit says Rahim called Wright early Tuesday morning to tell him of his plans to kill police officers. 2 hours later, police say, he lunged at five officers and FBI agents with a knife, and he was shot fatally. Law enforcement officials say those events are recorded on surveillance video, but Ibrahim Rahim declines to say whether the video confirms police accounts.
I don't want to speculate or draw any conclusions.
Tuesday, Rahim posted on social media that his brother had been shot in the back. Last night, he declined to say why he had been under that impression. Boston police have said Osama Rahim was shot in the chest and torso. An attorney for the Rahims, Harvard Law professor Ron Sullivan, says Osama Rahim was on his way to catch a bus to his job at a CVS store when police and FBI approached him. Ibrahim Rahim says the family had no indications that Osama was being radicalized.
The narrative that is there about Osama is problematic, and it is troubling to the family who knows the son and the brother and the uncle and the husband. And Osama was an American youth, and he was very passionate and loyal to his ideas and his ideals.
Ibrahim Rahim says Osama Rahim and their sister both graduated from Brookline High School. For a time, they also lived in Boston, near BU, in a building on Babcock Street. An attorney for the family, Harvard Law professor Intisar Rab, says the family looks forward to cooperation and transparency from law enforcement as the investigation proceeds. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.